News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Well, wearing a face covering in shops and in shopping centres, it's mandatory now from today. And for more, also the Arab own reporter JJ Clark asked these people out and about shopping what they think of the change.
If you're behind a screen, I don't think you should have to wear one. Wearing them all day, every day, it really does take a toll.
I think it's a social responsibility, that it's a gesture of politeness to somebody when you walk into a place who's giving you a service.
It doesn't feel like there's a repercussion to not wearing one, so if there is a fine, it'll make people take it a lot more seriously.
It may not 100% protect yourself, but you're protecting the people around you. And as a society, that's what we have to do.
There's doctors and nurses who wear them for hours and hours, so I think we can wear them in shops and on public transport for a few minutes. It's not too bad.
As long as it keeps the virus away, people should be willing to do it.
I think it's better to keep businesses open with the masks in place than to close them fully.
Okay, some shoppers speaking to our reporter JJ Clark. Well, if you don't wear the face covering in the shops and the shopping centres, there's going to be a big fine and also a potential jail sentence for those who flout the rules. For more on this, we're joined by the Director of Retail Ireland, Arnold Dillon. Arnold, is it no mask, no entry to shops from today?
Morning, Andrea. Yeah, absolutely. There is obviously the new rules come into force today. I don't think it's quite as blunt as that, although retailers will be actively encouraging the public to abide by these new rules. But there will be certain exemptions and the rules don't apply to everyone. So not everyone in a shop will necessarily be wearing a mask, but we do expect very positive and good compliance. I think over recent days, since the announcement that face coverings will be mandatory, we've seen a major increase in the usage in retail. I think people going into shops over recent days will have noticed that. And I think from today, we'll expect really good compliance right across the retail sector.
Yeah, look, I think certainly since the guidance came out in this area about 2-3 weeks ago, compliance by members of the public is up. And anecdotally, look, you see it yourself. I was in supermarkets and shops over the weekend, and I have to say, nearly everybody in the shop was wearing a mask. Obviously, it's mandatory from this morning, though. Can you just confirm? I assume all staff members will too be wearing visors or masks.
So the rules, I've got a few different provisions around that. Yes, staff workers on the shop floor that are not in a position to be able to physically distance for 2 metres will be covered by the regulations. But there are exemptions for staff that are behind screens, which I think is positive. Those are other mitigating factors are in place, and people working all day have those protections.
Who's going to police this, Arnold? Is it the young, guy or girl that's working in the shop over the supermarket? I know some shopping centres will have security staff, but is it going to be the shop staff that are going to stand at the front door and say, Andrea, you're not wearing a mask, you can't come in?
Well, I think we did have some significant concerns when this new move was first mooted. And I think what we wanted to avoid is a situation which, unfortunately, we've seen in other countries, in a very tragic situation, for example, in France, where people going about their daily jobs, I think it was on the public transport in this case, got into very significant disputes, resulted in a sort of a physical altercation and a serious injury. So I think what we have now with the new rules is a sort of a very sensible approach. The retailers are mandated to actively encourage and support the use of masks. But the ultimate authority in terms of enforcement are the Gardaí. And I think what that will do is it'll give retail workers the flexibility to actively encourage their use, but to be able to avoid situations and potentially dangerous situations in a very minority number of cases, I'm sure, where we could have a dispute with staff or customers on this.
Is that something that concerns you, though, Arnold, that staff members would, in the first instance, have to ask the shoppers to put on a mask? And if they refuse, then obviously they can go and call the guards.
It is a concern, but I think what we do have in the rules at the moment is a level of discretion with the staff. So I think, it's a case of staff being able to try and read a situation, and if there is a case for potential dispute, that can be avoided, and the guards could be involved in that case, and it's not legally mandated on the workers to kind of elevate that and get into disputes with customers.
Okay.
But as I say, just to say again, that we you know, shoppers have been really supportive of the really exceptional steps that retailers have taken over recent months to ensure the safety of their premises and and look, we really expect, you know, widespread compliance with this, and hopefully these sort of disputes will be a really rare occurrence.
Yeah, hopefully. Okay, well, Arnold Dillon is the Director of Retail Ireland. My thanks to you for joining us here on News Talk Breakfast this morning.